Ace rubbed the line on his hand, hoping no one would notice. He wondered what they'd do if they determined he'd implanted a dead man's ID into himself. The line moved, and he shuffled forward, almost to the doors now. A few minutes later, he was inside, where a tall, imposing fleet officer looked down at him.
"Name," he barked.
Smith, sir. Edgar Smith." Ace reached his hand out, and the man scanned him without much preamble.
"How old are you?"
the man asked, not looking at his date of birth on the screen.
19, sir."
Ace used Edgar's age. He was only 16, or at least that was what he assumed. He wasn't actually sure how old he was.
"You look younger."
The man squinted, looking Ace up and down.
"Skinny, too. Guess we'll have to fatten you up. Go ahead, ship's out back. Grab your package from the next room and get changed first."
Ace smiled, despite the frown he was getting from the officer. The promise of a uniform and food was the best news he'd ever heard, ever. He was so lost in his own thoughts, he didn't notice the girl in front of him until he bumped into her. She stumbled forward, letting out a string of curses. He'd grown up on the streets, and her phrasing was enough to shock even his seasoned ears.
"I'm sorry,"
Ace told the young woman. She spun around, taking in his tiny frame.
"What, did your dad lose you? Do you want me to have them buzz your mommy?"
she asked, using a condescending baby tone. Her hand rested lightly on his forearm, and he shook it off.
"So funny for someone who looks like she just stepped away from a New City gala," he said, trying to sound older than he was.
She looked ready to punch him for the jab, glancing down at her clothing. She was dressed nicely. Obviously, she was well off, or playing the part. Instead, she laughed, giving him a light tap on the arm.
"You're all right, kid. Usually I leave them stammering in a puddle, but you were quick. I like that."
Ace wasn't used to any attention from other people, especially not older girls with dark curly hair like this.
"What's your name, kid?"
she asked, walking forward as the line kept moving toward the next room.
"Ace."
He silently cursed himself for not thinking clearly. The girl had him too distracted.
"I mean, Edgar."
She looked at him like she was trying to determine the next move in a complicated puzzle.
"Edgar? I'd stick with Ace if I were you,"